CyberCab paid rides start in Austin as NHTSA audits self-certification. Musk brief for 3 to 9 September 2026. Tesla puts the wheelless two-seater on public streets. Starship Flight 14 is dated NET 15 September, and Grok 4.7 is slated for 12 September. Key takeaways. Tesla opened paid CyberCab rides in limited Austin zones on 3 to 4 September. Texas records show approximately 45 CyberCabs. NHTSA opened a self-certification audit the same week. Tesla said the robotaxi program reached 1 million unsupervised miles, up from 380,000 in July, almost all on Model Ys, not CyberCabs. Starship Flight 14 is targeted NET 15 September as the first orbital attempt, with approximately 20 Starlink V3 satellites intended to remain on orbit. Falcon 9 launched 27 Starlinks from Vandenberg on 6 September, the 80th Starlink mission of 2026. Florida Starlink batches are waiting on Starship. Musk dated Grok 4.7 for 12 September as a 2.1T model, trained with SpaceX engineering data. Grokbot opened an enterprise trial on 3 September after a Colossus outage. Tesla opened paid CyberCab rides in limited parts of Austin and immediately drew a federal certification audit. In the same window, SpaceX set a mid-September target for Starship's first orbital attempt with operational Starlink V3 satellites. Falcon 9 flew the year's 80th Starlink mission from Vandenberg, and SpaceX AI dated Grok 4.7 for 12 September after feeding SpaceX engineering data into a 2.1 trillion parameter run. CyberCab joins the Robotaxi app in Austin. NHTSA opens a self-certification audit. Source, Reuters, 3 to 4 September 2026. Tesla starts CyberCab rides in Austin, drawing U.S. safety agency interest. NHTSA audit coverage via Not a Tesla app, 5 September 2026. First ride fares via Motor Trend, 8 September 2026. Tesla edited the purpose-built two-seat CyberCab, no steering wheel, no pedals, no conventional mirrors, to the public Robotaxi app in limited areas of Austin after an invite-only 3 September event. AI chief Ashok Eluswamy told attendees rides were open to the public. Commercial hails through the app followed on 4 September. Texas DMV records showed about 45 CyberCabs among roughly 420 Tesla autonomous vehicles registered in the state, most of them Model Ys, already running unsupervised in Austin, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Orlando, and Tampa. Eluswamy also said the Robotaxi program had reached 1 million unsupervised miles, up from the 380,000 Tesla cited at the 22 July Q2 call, almost all of that mileage on Model Ys, not CyberCabs. Motor Trend's first public rides, 11.5 miles across 5 trips, averaged about $2.93 per mile under dynamic pricing, with no airport service and a tight geofence. Hours after the debut, NHTSA opened audit query AQ26002, covering an estimated 1,000 CyberCabs, asking how Tesla's self-certified compliance with federal motor vehicle safety standards that still assume manual controls. Tesla did not take the exemption path Zoox used and its 2,500-unit annual cap. NHTSA has proposed dropping some of those hardware mandates, but said existing rules remain in force. Tesla also said CyberCab will go on display in Beijing, Shanghai, and other Chinese cities from mid-September, with no sales or commercial operations there. Why it matters? This is the first time a Tesla designed only for unsupervised driving is carrying paying strangers. The product surface changed. Tesla.com/Robotaxi now lists CyberCab beside Model Y. But the fleet is still a few dozen cars in one city, and the legal theory, self-certify, skip the exemption, is now a live federal file. Anyone tracking Robotaxi as a network, not a demo, is watching whether NHTSA lets that theory stand, and whether Austin miles stay incident-free as volume rises. Horizon, now, Austin service, next, geofence, fleet, and audit outcome over 3 to 12 months. Evidence grade, shipped, rides and app. Filing, NHTSA audit. Read or watch, full, for the Reuters plus NHTSA pieces. Skim the Motor Trend fare diary. Caveat, the 1 million unsupervised miles are overwhelmingly Model Y miles accumulated since spring, not CyberCab proof. Public CyberCab service is Austin only, small, and already under federal review. Self-certification is Tesla's position, not a completed NHTSA finding. Company tag, Tesla Starship Flight 14 dated NET 15 September for first orbital attempt and operational Starlink V3. Source, FCC, STA, and planning dates reported 1 to 7 September 2026. Tech times on the Flight 14 FCC filing and Starlink V3 Flight 14 hardware limits, 7 September 2026. Vehicle stack via Wikipedia Flight 14 and next spaceflight. SpaceX is targeting no earlier than 15 September for Starship Flight 14 from Starbase Pad 2, Super Heavy Booster 21 and Ship 41, the first Starship flight planned for a true orbital trajectory rather than a suborbital test. The intended payload is roughly 20 Starlink V3 satellites meant to stay in orbit. Unlike Flight 13's July demonstration, whose V3s were not left as operational spacecraft. Hardware gates cited this window include Booster 21's full-duration 33 engine static fire, 28 August, and Ship 41's 6-engine static fire, 21 August. An FCC special temporary authority covers backup telemetry for an orbital second stage launching from Starbase from mid-September. Separate reporting said the FAA issued a FONSI ROD on the environmental assessment on 3 September. The launch license modification for orbital insertion and re-entry had not been publicly posted as granted as of 7 September. Current Starlink user terminals will not automatically deliver gigabit speeds when V3 birds appear. Receive-side hardware on today's dishes is the limit. Why it matters. Falcon 9 can keep stacking today's constellation, but V3 mass and the 100,000 satellite ambition only work if Starship reaches orbit and deploys working spacecraft. Flight 14 is the first mission where that stack, launcher, satellite generation, and FAA orbital review, has to close at once. A slip or a license hold keeps Florida Starlink grounded on Falcon and delays the capacity step the network is designed around. Horizon next, days to weeks for the attempt, months for a useful V3 shell. Evidence grade, filing, FCC STA, airspace planning, rumor on the exact T0 until SpaceX and FAA post a license. Read or watch, skim the FCC FAA explainers, skip recycled Flight 13 recaps. Caveat, NET 15 September is a planning date, not a confirmed window. Environmental clearance is not the same as an orbital launch and re-entry license. Tower catch of the ship is not the baseline plan for this flight. Company tag, SpaceX, Starlink, Starship, Falcon 9 flies the 80th Starlink mission of 2026 as Florida batches wait on Starship. Source, space.com, 6 September 2026. SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launches 27 Starlink satellites, lands on ship at sea. On 6 September, a Falcon 9 lifted 27 Starlink satellites from Vandenberg SLC-4E. Booster B1088, on its 19th flight, landed on the drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You. The flight was SpaceX's 80th Starlink mission of 2026 and one of the year's 100-plus Falcon 9s. Trackers put the working constellation above 11,000 active spacecraft. Starlink Falcon missions now fly only from the West Coast. Florida Starlink batches are paused until Starship is flying from the Space Coast with the larger V3 satellites. Why it matters? Cadence is not the news, the routing is. Falcon remains the machine that adds V2 class capacity while Starship is being asked to take over the growth path. That split is now operational, not rhetorical. California keeps the lights on. Texas and Florida are where the next satellite generation is supposed to leave. Horizon, now evidence grade, shipped. Read or watch, skim. Caveat, a single 27 sat batch does not change service maps by itself. The strategic fact is the Florida to Starship handoff, which still depends on Flight 14 and follow-on flights. Company tag, SpaceX, Starlink, Grok 4.7 dated for 12 September. Grokbot opens an enterprise trial. Colossus hiccup takes Grok down for hours. Source, Elon Musk on X, 2 September 2026. Grok 4.7 comes out in 10 days. Be in crypto summary of the claim and SpaceX data training. Product and outage wrap, XAI Weekly, 6 September 2026. Musk said Grok 4.7 would ship about 12 September. The model is described as a 2.1 trillion parameter system versus 1.5T for Grok 4.6, which shipped 12 August. with a supplemental training pass on SpaceX engineering records, telemetry, internal documents, and Starlink data, excluding ITAR-restricted material. He has claimed it will beat current models, especially on real-world engineering. As of 5 September, public SpaceX AI docs still listed Grok 4.6 as the newest model, with no 4.7 card, price, or context window. On 3 September, SpaceX AI opened a GrokBot Enterprise trial for Grok and Cursor customers, persistent cloud agents with access, network, and audit controls, included on paid Super Grok and Cursor tiers, after a short card-gated trial. The same day, Grok was degraded or down for about 3.5 hours. SpaceX AI blamed the Memphis Colossus cluster. ChatGPT and Claude failed in the same morning for unrelated reasons. Why it matters? After SpaceX absorbed xAI, the differentiator Musk is selling is not another chatbot leaderboard. It is exclusive operational data from rockets, satellites, and factories, plus agents that sit on Cursor and X. A dated 4.7 release is the first public test of that thesis. The Colossus outage is a reminder that the same cluster is now a single point of failure for Grok across X and the API. Horizon? Now, bot trial, outage. Next, 4.7 if it actually posts on or near 12 September. Evidence grade? Demo, rumor for 4.7 until waits and docs ship. Shipped for Grok bot trial and the outage, read or watch. Skim Musk's posts, skip benchmark fanfiction until SpaceX AI publishes a model card. Caveat, comes out in 10 days is a Musk date. 4.7 has no public evals, pricing, or API ID yet. SpaceX data and training is a claim about inputs, not a measured engineering advantage result. Company tag, xAI/Grok. Cross-stack watch next 12 September 2026. Grok 4.7 target date, Musk, 2 September. NET 15 September 2026. Starship Flight 14. First planned orbital profile and operational V3D deploy. Mid-September 2026. CyberCab static displays in Beijing, Shanghai, and other Chinese cities. No China robo-taxi service announced. Ongoing. NHTSA CyberCab audit. AQ26002. FAA orbital license modification for Flight 14.